Com.
This is Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves. Do it toll free at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. The Pro XPN toll free line. And with you in studio, it's Ian.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
Of course, you can join us on Skype as well. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. So feel free to reach out with us in that way, if you want. You know, last night I mentioned a story that we didn't get a chance to get to about Colorado and how it's interesting what news companies are doing now, like, you know, Channel 8 on your side, those kind of companies. And the television news, their packages that they can put together are different. You couldn't report on marijuana like this. But I remember there was one package that I think we might have played it on the air, where I think it was in Washington State, they actually did a test between stoned drivers and drunk drivers. Hmm. Have either of you seen this video?
No.
It's very entertaining.
Is it recent?
Recent as of the last year, like since marijuana was legalized.
I was sitting here thinking you were talking about Colorado news stations putting together more packages with reggae music.
Well, there is this next next news package that I'd like to play here actually was CNN, so it wasn't technically a Colorado station, but it's about Colorado.
Right.
And but what happened in Washington, it was really entertaining. They tested people who'd smoked cannabis and people who had been drinking. And what they did was they would give the person one drink, and they would then go drive a course, you know, like a test, closed course. And there was cones up, and, you know, they wanted to see if they were knocking any of the cones down or whatever. There were certain things they were being graded on. And so they had the person in the car as well, I think, like a driver assistant kind of thing. And so they would have one drink. They'd go and drive the course. They'd be assessed. They'd have another drink. They'd go and drive the course. They'd be assessed. They'd have another drink. They'd go and drive. So just kind of see, you know, what happens. How do they deteriorate in their ability to drive?
How are they measuring that to, like, the equal level of pot? Is it, like, have a joint and then have another joint?
I think they actually smoked bowls, not joints in this case. But
bowl versus the one drink?
Right, that's exactly the point that I was making.
Right. I believe, I could be misremembering, but I'm pretty sure that's how they ran this.
Okay, well, that would matter. Tolerance for marijuana would matter a great deal in that instance. But again, tolerance for alcohol would, too.
And I don't remember if, like, the smokers were, if they were all experienced smokers or not. I don't recall that detail in the story.
The one I saw certainly contains some experienced smokers.
Okay. So you had seen this, then?
Yeah, I have seen a video, and I do not know if it is the
same
video.
I can't imagine
video.
There's more than one of these. If there were more than one, it would be great.
Well, in the video I saw, the smokers did quite well until the last segment.
That's the one. That's what I'm talking about. So, and I thought it was fascinating, and it seems very, very true to reality in that, as you might expect, the people who are drinking alcohol, they continued to believe that they were able to drive, even though they were impaired. You know, kind of the classic thing where somebody doesn't want to give up their keys because they think they're fine. And in fact, they were, of course, making mistakes, all kinds of mistakes as they got more drunk. But the marijuana users, the cannabis users, actually, at the point at which they became impaired to the point of making mistakes, they knew it. And before they got in the car, after they'd smoked that last, they got through like two bowls and they had no problem. And then on that third one, I think it was the third or fourth. Anyway, on that final bowl, before they went in and got in the car, they said, look, at this point, I would not normally be doing this. You
know, right.
I'm just doing this for the sake of the experiment. They made comments, like they verbalized, I'm uncomfortable with how high I am getting behind the wheel.
Whereas my hippie ass is stoned.
Whereas, like, the drunk guys were like, let's go!
Woo! <You know? laughs>
So it was so really typical, and that's kind of what the reality is, that cannabis users are more aware of any level of impairment that they have. They're better able to compensate if they do have a level of impairment by driving more carefully or slowly or something like that. And they're more honest with themselves about their ability to drive. At least it's a case study kind of thing. There were only three drivers. This is not a scientific study.
This fact should be obvious to anyone who knows that, you know, in Colorado, you know, hippies have been smoking and skiing for the longest time.
Right.
You know, and it's like, can you imagine it really, really, like, just somebody really, really drunk skiing, high speed.
Sounds like they wouldn't last very long.
No.
So, here's a news report. This was posted just a few days ago. CNN, it's Anderson Cooper's show, and he has a reporter, Randy Hay, who is reporting from Colorado's new cannabis tours. Have you heard about these?
No, but it doesn't surprise
me. If you have $300, you could go on one of them. Here we go.
I have $300.
In our Gone to Pot series, we've been looking at Colorado's groundbreaking experiment in legalizing recreational marijuana. Now, retail pot stores opened their doors on New Year's Day in Colorado. Demand has been high, to say the least. A CNN ORC poll we commissioned shows just how much attitudes of pot have changed over the years. Just 12% today think pot is more dangerous than alcohol. 73%, nearly three-quarters, think alcohol is more dangerous. 40 years ago, people were basically split on the question. 29% said pot was more dangerous. 31% said alcohol. The rest didn't really see a difference.
That's a pretty big change. Lots of people have changed their mind about whether or not alcohol and or whether or not pot is more dangerous.
Now, wait, when did they ask this question?
This was 30 years ago, 40 years, 1974. Years.
Now, when was pot actually made illegal?
The 30s.
So, just seems since when it was considerably close to being legal, when people had a greater memory of pot being legal, they were saying that the dangers seemed about equal, it seems like.
I wouldn't say very many people in the 70s had much of a memory about that. Elderly people certainly would
right.
at that time.
Closer. Okay.
But I think they ingested it differently, though. They probably didn't smoke cannabis.
Right.
It was ingested or something.
You know, I wonder what Governor Maggie Hassan from New Hampshire would have to say about whether or not marijuana is more dangerous than alcohol, if you could get her to answer a question.
If you ask a politician something like that, they'll lie to you, and they won't say...
No, then she just didn't answer my question when I was in the Congress.
But if you'd managed to pin them down...
I see.
And they'll just lie to you, and the fact is that she's beholden to the police union or something
She must be. I mean, it's ridiculous. She posted an update. By the way, for some context here, New Hampshire just yesterday became the first state, and it was around 420. The Free State Project is claiming it was at 420.
I know for a fact it wasn't.
It was not at 420.
It was
fairly close, like within 10 or 15 minutes of 420. But anyway, yesterday afternoon, the State House of Representatives apparently was the very first one in the world to ever vote to legalize cannabis, which is a pretty big deal.
How does that make sense? Like, I don't understand the difference between what was voted on yesterday in New Hampshire versus what has already happened in Colorado.
Those were ballot measures.
Ballot measures by the people as opposed to a legislative thing.
Okay.
And the idea is that, and New Hampshire was also the first state to have legislatively changed gay marriage as well. So gay marriage up until New Hampshire had been all ballot measures.
No, I think it had been all judges at that point.
Oh, judges.
Yeah, judges at that point.
I apologize.
This makes perfectly good sense because New Hampshire is unique among states. There are 400 representatives in New Hampshire as opposed to the rest of them that have far fewer, probably fewer than 100 in most cases.
Mm-hmm.
So what New Hampshire has is it doesn't have that lawyer industrial complex that the United States government and the rest of the state governments have, where it's the people asking lawyers in positions of power for permission. Whereas in New Hampshire, you've got the lobbyists or lawyers and the people are the legislators. So the lawyers are petitioning the people for laws as opposed to vice versa. And that makes things entirely different.
So I have an uncomfortable question. So does this mean that the legislature on gay marriage and on marijuana legalization is more with it and together than the public is?
Wait, what do you mean? No, I mean people in the...
Why hasn't it already passed on by ballot measure?
Oh, because you can't do that.
You can't. Oh, really? So there's no ballot measures in New Hampshire?
That's correct.
Wow.
But what it
I'm
is,
ignorant.
No, what it is it's an indicator of how truly penetrated these ideas are in that politics normally trails far... Beyond, right. or not beyond, but behind popular opinion. Mm-hmm. So people have been in favor of medical marijuana and legalization, and they've been in favor of gay marriage for a while, but politicians are, you know, they're way back there. But in New Hampshire, it's an indicator of how popular these ideas are.
Right.
The politicians feel like they've got to change their mind on this issue here.
I'd like to point out that in New Hampshire, medical marijuana has passed several times.
That's right.
And the reason we have such a crappy medical marijuana law has to do with the governors, not with the House of Representatives.
We'll come back with more in moments. More from the story on Colorado legalization and the cannabis tours coming up.
Have difficulty sleeping? Wake up frequently? Rely on sleeping pills? Your days of sleepless nights may be over thanks to a clinically proven scientific breakthrough from QHT Medical using a revolutionary multi-layered holographic disc. The disc infuses energy, influencing the sleep cycle, allowing for a deeper sleep. It's completely safe with no side effects. Wake up refreshed and feel better. The hologram is non-transdermal and nothing enters the body. Think of acupuncture without the needles. When properly placed on the body, the disc can result in a remarkable increase in sleep by calming the body's energy flow. Want to try one? Well, here's an offer you can't refuse. Call 844-5-SNOOZE right now and get your disc free. That's right, free. Just pay the small shipping and handling fee and end sleepless nights. Each disc is good for up to 7 days. Call 844-5-SNOOZE for your free disc now. That's 844-5-SNOOZE or online at QHTmedical.com.
This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want here toll free. at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733, and that is the Pro XPN toll-free line. So you can take control here. We've also got Skype. Skype username is lrn.fm. We are talking about cannabis and the new report out by CNN, which is just kind of a fun report about some of the things going on in Colorado now that cannabis is legal there. You can recreationally use cannabis. There are some restrictions on where you can do that. I don't believe you can walk down the street and smoke a joint in Colorado, but you could be inside a private home, or in this case, as you'll hear in the video, inside a limousine and smoke cannabis. So there are now these cannabis tours, and they're going to tell you all about that here in a moment. But we were talking about how unique New Hampshire is from a political perspective, and actually I'm going to have Amanda Billy Rock on the show tomorrow night to talk about an epiphany that she had, which similar to my experience here in New Hampshire, where after I'd moved here, you may recall, Mark, I was pretty turned off towards politics.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, anarchy or whatever, and basically just throwing aside the whole idea of political action. And Dennis Goddard was calling our show regularly at that time and kind of filling us in on some of the politics things that were going on here and how different it is here in New Hampshire. You mentioned, Mark, the 400 state reps that New Hampshire has, the largest Western legislative body, or the third largest in the world or something like that. And the
third largest in the English-speaking world.
Yeah, it's definitely the largest in the United States by far.
Well, largest of the states, but the House of Representatives is larger, and that's in the United States, too, if you count Washington, D.C. as not actually part of hell, but as part of America.
Yeah, I was only counting the states. But nonetheless, it's a very large legislature, and they only get paid $100 a year, plus some gas mileage. But it's a pittance. There's no way that there's no way that a professional politician would be interested in one of these jobs. It doesn't hold much power. It doesn't hold much sway. You're one of 400 reps. And these guys have done some amazing things just recently. So I had to admit, when Dennis had given me enough information that, wow, you know, the political system actually works. It's god-awful. It's slow. It's expensive. It's frustrating, just like it tends to be in a lot of places. But it actually, you can have an effect here in New Hampshire. So if you're of the small government variety kind of libertarian, then this is the right place for you. And that's what Amanda Billyrod posted about on her Facebook publicly today. She's got a lot of followers. And she basically said she was sorry because she'd been giving the anarchists a hard time. And I think now she didn't say specifically why she made this post, but I suspect it had to do with the victories that we had in the State House yesterday, which included overturning the possibility of having a license plate scanner bill go through. That was stopped dead in the State House yesterday. 250-97 was the vote on that, which is just a trouncing of that issue. I mean, that was an absolute no to the police state in that particular case. And that means that New Hampshire is the only state of all the 50 states that doesn't have these license plate scanners.
Wow.
So that, I mean, that's something to be proud of. And then, of course, you add to that the jury nullification law that we have here that no other state has.
So wait, they've already passed in every other state?
Every other state.
Wow.
That's what I've been told. I haven't done that research personally, but by the people who are really following this issue, really pushing this issue, yeah, it's a big win. And then, of course, marijuana being passed by just the legislature, it hasn't been signed into law yet, but it's an indicator of things to come. So, big day in Concord yesterday, and I think that she was acknowledging that. But we'll talk to her more tomorrow night about that. But I think it's interesting because, Mark, I don't recall how long it took for me to come to that conclusion, to change from being completely sick and fed up with the system and kind of embrace the idea of working within the system again.
I'd say it took a couple of years.
It felt like a couple of years. Amanda Billy Rock's been here for about a half a year. So I think that that's an indicator.
Well, but that's true, but it's difficult to compare the two because not as much success had been had.
That's what I was about to say. I think that's an indicator of how successful and how much more successful the movement here is becoming.
Right.
The Free State Project as a movement, the idea of moving thousands of people who love liberty all to the same place, it's more than a proof of concept. If you look at it over time, We've become more influential as time has gone on, which makes sense. There are more Free Staters here. There are more people like us who've moved here to get active, to achieve liberty in our lifetime. So there's more people. There's more people active. There's more that have been elected. There, and these people who aren't necessarily Free Staters, just the other legislators, many of them are very, very interested in having the support of the Free Staters. They know these are killer activists.
Well, and one thing they've learned, Democrat or Republican, is that they know when they can get the support of the Free Staters and when they can't. So what has been happening is, like, imagine if there's a libertarian veto in a legislative body. Because it exists currently in the New Hampshire House. So this libertarian veto, this little contingent, is enough that essentially it goes from one side to the other depending on the issue. So if you have a pro-freedom bill, your pro-freedom bill is likely to pass the New Hampshire House if you court the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance caucus, basically. And if you do so, I mean, that's what a legislator wants. So they're incentivized to, and also you're unlikely to get your anti-freedom bill through. Certainly happens. I'd like it
They're
to never happen
it
again.
Down. The rise of the state is being slowed here in New Hampshire. I mean, the state was stopped yesterday.
It's a powerful force. Yes. Politics isn't solving every problem in New Hampshire.
There's going to be more.
And it's going to take a whole bunch of politics to unwind the state.
We still need more activism. We need more political activism, and we need more outside-the-system stuff, street theater and media and outreach, and all these things are important. But I just think it's interesting how successful we've been already at just 10% of the total amount of people who pledged to move. We've got over 15,000 people who pledged to move to New Hampshire. Only 1,500 have made the move so far, and that's because the official move doesn't even start until we reach 20,000. So we've got a ways to go. But here's what I'd recommend for you. If you have been listening to us talk about the Free State Project and you've been wondering if it's for real, come to the Liberty Forum. It's coming up in February 20th through the 23rd. That's February 20th through the 23rd at the Crown Plaza Hotel, and it's going to be an awesome event. Hundreds of people who love freedom will all be in the same hotel, hanging out, speeches, panel discussions. It's going to be a blast. Free Talk Live is going to be broadcasting live from the Liberty Forum every single night. So go to nhlibertyforum.com. I think I read that the food tickets have been sold out. I believe I read that today. So if not, you're right on the cusp and the very edge of this here. You want to get your tickets now. NHLibertyForum.com. Even if you can't eat in the banquet dinners, this is still an event to attend. You'll save a few bucks because you won't be buying the big dinner package.
Lucky you.
So go to NHLibertyForum.com, and we will see you there in a few weeks. Very exciting. It's a very exciting time to be in New Hampshire, and it's only going to be getting better as thousands more liberty-minded people come here. And I think the people out there that have been watching this and wondering, and others who've been saying, hey, no, you should come here to North Carolina, or you should come here to Texas or Florida or wherever. Come here to my state. Sorry, guys. You just don't have the movement. You don't have this. There's not enough people going to those places.
Well, those people saw a successful movement, and they think they can replicate it.
It can't be done. Not right now. There's not enough people in the Liberty Movement to replicate the Free State Project. It's been tried, and it's failed.
You have to ask yourself, why would you choose another project over the Free State Project? And there might be a few reasons.
Location.
I don't like the cold. Yeah. My parents live in Texas.
Yeah.
You know, there's a few reasons, but as far as movers go,
if you want to be more free, this is the best option by far. FreeStateProject.org. We'll come back with more on the cannabis legalization front in Colorado in moments at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And we'll learn more about these cannabis tours that are going on in Denver. It's Free Talk Live.
Did you know that organic sulfur can cleanse and defend your body against the poisons we're exposed to each day? Organic sulfur crystals from sulfurdefense.com help by forcing oxygen and nutrition into your cells while eliminating heavy metals, contaminants, and damaging radiation. Defend yourself and family from toxic assault with one of the most critical and essential minerals available today. Order online at sulfurdefense.com. That's sulfurdefense.com or call 800-593-6273.
New year, new website, new ways to protect your health and privacy. To thank you for our recent success, BlockitPocket.com is extending our holiday offers. See these new, get one free New Year deals only at BlockitPocket.com and only through January 31st. Enhance cell phone and wireless device safety and security with products that work from a family-owned American business. Call or click 888-315-9618 or BlockitPocket.com, your source for wireless protection and information.
To thank you for being a loyal listener,
we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want here toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online, and you can enjoy the features that we have on the site. We've got a webcam. You can watch, listen, and interact with Free Talk Live. Go to cam.freetalklive.com with Free Talk Live listeners. Sometimes some co-hosts are in the chat room. So go to cam.freetalklive.com. The chat room fills right into the same page as the cam. It's all free.
Do you want to know where to get some bitcoins?
Yes.
There are lots of news stories on bitcoins these days, but nobody's telling you where to get them.
Sure.
Cashintocoins.com.
I've done it.
I have too. The instructions are easy. By the way, when I did it, I didn't have help. So I went on the internet. This makes me contend that the average person can have access to bitcoins.
I think so.
Yeah. You're going to need a wallet, a bitcoin wallet. You can get one of those at blockchain.info, or you can go to cryptokit.com and get the app there. But to get the bitcoins themselves, go to cashintocoins.com. Follow the instructions there. You're going to need a Wells Fargo, a Bank of America, or a credit union with shared branching that's somewhere nearby. You don't have to have an account at these banks. They have accounts with those banks, and you will deposit money into those accounts, and then you will have your bitcoins shipped, you know, sent through the internet to you within one business day. Orders under $40 carry no fee. Cashintocoins.com.
Yes. Yes.
While we're talking about Bitcoins, can I bring something up that, happened on this show about a year ago? So about a year ago, you guys were talking all about Bigfoot and Bitcoins and switching the words up and going crazy. And then you looked at me like I had three heads because I, on the air, bought BitcoinBigfoot.com.
Yes.
Well, I turned it into something.
You did.
A year later, I designed a logo for it and sold the business.
No kidding.
Yep, and made something out of it.
So you made a profit on it.
Yeah, made a profit.
That's awesome.
BitcoinBigfoot.com.
And so there's something there now. Somebody
yes,
can build
there's
that
now
website.
A site there, and it's going to be basically it's basically an activist promoting
it's an outreach site
promoting
right?
outreach for Bitcoin. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Very cool. Congratulations on that.
I just thought you might like that. That yeah. was spawned out of Free Talk Live.
You know, we've spawned all kinds of things for better or for worse. Mostly for better, I think.
Yes.
And it's been good. So, back to the story here. We barely got started in the first segment of the show. A CNN news report from just a few days ago about one of the interesting entrepreneurial activities that has sprung up. Because when marijuana is legal, there's all kinds of things that can become possible legally mm-hmm. that previously nobody had ever really thought of doing because, well, the average entrepreneur isn't willing to get arrested to do their business.
Right.
There's enough people willing to sell marijuana illegally on the black market, underhand, under the table kind of thing. That's there's no problem. Like, there's no shortage of marijuana, but services surrounding sort of ancillary services surrounding the industry of marijuana sales
mm-hmm.
don't exist in the black market. It's too risky. It's just not worth it. But now what you're seeing happen in Colorado is really an interesting study in how the market is handling this. Obviously, so you can look at the pot shops, and those are very different.
I read a story about how many pizza places are starting to open up in the area.
For real?
Yeah. Tons of pizza places are now opening up.
And I'm sure there's a lot more business for a lot of fast food. But it's you can look at the obvious things like the stores, the marijuana shops you go into, and there's like a beautiful selection of all this different product. In the black market, unless you go on the Silk Road, in the black market, you get what's given to you. Right. And that maybe you'll get a choice between high grade and mid grade and regs or something, but that's pretty rare that you'll come across a dealer mm-hmm. who's even going to give you a choice. Like, you get what they have, and that's it. So you can point to the obvious things like that. But I think they've done an interesting story here, CNN, on these cannabis tours. Now, they begin the story just by talking about the public's changing views on marijuana and how over the last 40 years, just people have dramatically changed. Back in 1974, for instance, 29% of people thought marijuana was more dangerous than alcohol. That number has gone down to 12%. So that's a huge difference in just 40 years. And so now 73% believe alcohol is more dangerous than marijuana, and only 14% say they're equally dangerous, whereas 40 years ago, 30% said they were equally dangerous, 31% said alcohol was more dangerous, and 29% said marijuana was more dangerous. Mm-hmm. So the amount of people saying that alcohol was more dangerous has shot up dramatically from 31% to 73%.
I blame that on the TV show Cops.
Wait.
All you have to do is watch TV show Cops, and you'll see how dangerous alcohol is.
You think that was Cops that did that?
I don't know
about that. Let's continue with the story, though.
Now, a lot of people are hoping to cash in on pot's new image and Colorado's new law. They're being called ganjapreneurs, and some are taking a page from Northern California.
This is
Randy Kay.
But look at those buds in the back. He's still my heart.
Barbara Harvey does not fit the stereotype. She's 72 years old, a grandmother, and she loves to smoke pot. So today is a dream come true.
I love this news report because they've picked an interesting subject.
Well, yeah, this is what I'm thinking to myself is there are a lot of 70-year-olds that smoke marijuana, and you never hear about this stuff.
Right.
They're always picking up the young people, mm-hmm. the people, ethnic minorities, things like that. They're never going after the old white people. Mm-hmm. You almost never see that.
Well, they almost never get arrested for it either, so
right.
that's a factor. But now they can come out from the shadows mm-hmm. and look what you have here, a grandmother. And, of course, the age range is appropriate. My parents, my dad was born in 1950, and so he's 64 today. Would have made him 19 in 1969, right at the height of the hippie era. So somebody who's in their 70s would have been in their late, you know, their mid 20s at that time. So going on here,
a cannabis tour, now one of the most popular attractions in Denver. Think Napa Valley Wine Tours, just replace the Vice.
See, these are all the dispensaries in Colorado. We have more dispensaries than Starbucks. How sweet is that?
Tour members get VIP access and are quickly ushered into private rooms to make their purchase.
Now, the thing they didn't describe that you saw in the video is in the very beginning of the footage, she's touring. The first part of the tour is the grow facility. So you get to see the whole facility of the how they're growing the marijuana, the indoor grow, and all of the hydroponics, etc.
First stop is the 3D dispensary.
What about joints? Do you have some joints?
We do have some pre-rolls.
This is so if you don't want to smoke the whole joint, you can put the remainder for later into this so you don't lose it. And store it, and it doesn't get smashed up.
I love that little thing when I was in California recently. Now, of course, it's not legal to use cannabis recreationally in California, but plenty of the stuff from the medical shops gets into average hands, and they have this little kind of tube, this conical tube that you could reseal, and because they sell you these fat joints with this really good weed in it, and I mean, there's no way you can finish one of those things, even with more than one person. So it was really handy to have that. So, market innovations. You don't get that in the black market.
God.
You don't get that.
And what's that called?
What's it called?
All I wanted was a career in radio, you know? That's all I wanted was a career in radio. Here's where I end up.
And what's that called?
What's this called?
A doob-tube.
A doob-tube!
Doesn't seem like they need any more dubs.
Right. She's got the stoner left. Now, actually, there's no evidence that they've actually been smoking yet. That comes later on in the package. Now, maybe she did smoke before they got here, but they don't show that.
Barbara buys two joints. The bud tender, as the guys behind the counter are called, enlightened us.
Kind of like a muscle relaxer on your bones. It's going to be very therapeutic for you. You're going to feel just total relaxation in your...
Now, describe this guy. I mean, that's giving this... What sounds like medical advice here.
Blue t-shirt, hat that looks very phallic.
He's got like one of those skull cap things, and he's wearing it kind of up on his head, so it's popping out. He looks like he's going to go snowboarding or something
like
that.
Looks like a character from Ed, Edd n Eddy. Yeah.
He looks like a condom, and that looks like the reservoir at the top.
Your body, but still have a lot of clarity.
Like, that sounds pretty good to you?
Oh, yeah. Right. Feels like one. All right, let's go.
Time to hit the road again.
So they're out of the first shop, but they've got more to go, and they're going to blaze up on the way. We'll continue with this story in a moment, and it's interesting, the interview that Anderson Cooper conducts with the reporter at the end of all this after she is in the limo for several hours with these people. More coming up here in moments. 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. As you can see, the world is falling apart with legalization.
Yeah. I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact in helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
Yesterday, I got a notice from the IRS. They say I owe them over $16,000. I don't have that kind of money, but the notice said if I don't pay it in 30 days, they're going to go into my bank account and take my money, put a lien on my house, and garnish my wages. Can they really do that?
If you owe back taxes, unless you get help, the IRS can do all that and more. Don't try to fight the IRS on your own. Use Coast One Financial Group and let them help you get a fresh start. Their Fresh Start program that will stop collection efforts, remove any liens the IRS or state have in place, and help you reduce your back taxes by as much as 80%. You get a fresh start if you owe at least $10,000 in back taxes. They're so sure they can help you that they'll give you a 20% discount discount just for calling right now. Dial 877-328-6404. That's 877-328-6404. Again, 877-328-6404.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. We're talking about cannabis tours. And they're happening in Colorado, and maybe they'll happen in Washington, and maybe if New Hampshire is next to legalize, they'll happen here. It's an interesting entrepreneurial effort on the part of certain individuals who are apparently calling themselves or are being called ganjapreneurs. This is a CNN report from the Anderson Cooper show, and he sent one of his reporters, Randy Kaye, down to Denver to check this scene out. So it's interesting they're kind of going along on one of these tours with a 72-year-old lady, and her looks like she's got an old partner that she's with as well. She's got maybe one or two younger people on the tour with them. I don't know if they all know one another, but we'll get more into the tour here in moments. The toll-free number, if you'd like to comment, maybe you're in Colorado and you would like to kind of shine some light on some of the interesting entrepreneurial things going on surrounding the legalization and the sale, the open sale and growing of marijuana.
I wonder if now that it's legal, if Colorado is going to eventually develop its own Rastafarian megachurches.
Well, that's a good question. Because there have been, or at the very least, open cannabis churches, whether sure. They're mega churches or not. But
yeah, I mean a true mega church, right. You know, like three stories.
I don't know. Is there such a thing in the Rastafarian religion that may be too ostentatious for them? I'm not sure what
I don't know.
I'm not sure what the tenets are of Rastafarianism.
A big lion head out front.
Get Snoop Lion to come down and play a show.
Exactly.
I wonder if he's actually come. You know, I don't know if you heard Snoop Dogg is now called Snoop Lion.
Okay.
The Lion of Zion.
He believes that he's the reincarnation of Bob Marley.
How is that possible?
I don't know, because I'm pretty sure he was alive when Bob Marley was alive.
What does that mean for Ziggy?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's the case.
Maybe he just believes that when Bob Marley died, that a portion of his soul was imbued into Snoop.
What happened to Snoop's soul?
it was imbued.
Is it like that movie, The Sixth Man, where he smokes the ashes?
Wait, Snoop Dogg?
Yeah.
I haven't seen it. I'm not familiar.
Oh, Sixth Man. Oh, it's this movie about these stoners. I believe it's Ed Lover and Dre, maybe? I don't even know, but it's this comedy movie where they end up smoking the ashes of their brother, and he comes back as a ghost and helps them get through, like, law school or
isn't
something.
That How High?
Is it How High?
I could be wrong about that.
I was thinking of the Sixth Man because there's like a basketball team.
Okay, yeah, you're probably right.
He's the Sixth Man on the basketball team because, you know, he's
all
a ghost.
Right. So we'll get back to the cannabis story here in moments.
Yeah, so I told you the last segment about CryptoKit. CryptoKit is a plug-in for Chrome. And it not only is it a really convenient Bitcoin wallet, and it is a really convenient Bitcoin wallet. I can't stress that enough.
I've seen you using it, so I know you're really serious about
it. It's really, really convenient. But it also allows you to do secure messaging. So you can basically do a PGP that's pretty good in encryption, pretty good protection. And this was endorsed by Edward Snowden.
I thought it was pretty good privacy, but what do I know?
Okay, whatever. One of those things. PGP, I know that much. And it incorporates GPG. I don't know what that means either. Something to do with GNUs.
Anyway, go on.
Yeah, you can either do IM with it, basically an instant message encrypted instant message, mm-hmm. or a email, and you can do emails through it too. So it's really versatile. Plus, it's got news on there and some other features.
Bitcoin news.
Yep. Check it out. It's CryptoKit.com. CryptoKit. So there's K's in there and there's no C's. CryptoKit.com.
Cannabis legal in Colorado. Interesting businesses are popping up surrounding, serving the people who want to buy it, including people that they just want to take it easy. They want to tour around. They want to see what's going on. This is the cannabis tours that CNN reporter Randy Kay went on in the Denver area, where she's going along with a 72-year-old woman and her companion, as well as a couple other people in the back of a limousine. They have gone to the first cannabis dispensary. They've toured the facility. They've toured the grow operation. They've purchased different types of cannabis, and now they're back in the limo. Here we go with the reports.
Again.
America, what a great country.
And I thought maybe someone would like to smoke a joint.
America's trying to arrest your dumb butt. What? The United States government just raided a dispensary in Colorado.
Was it a medical dispensary?
No, I thought it was this was a recreational.
Okay, I haven't seen
the impression
yet.
I got from the story.
If you can pull it up, that'd be great, but here we go.
And I thought maybe someone would like to smoke a joint with me.
Fire it up. All right, check this out. Legal pot.
Yes!
When you found out there were tours like this, what did you think?
Oh, I couldn't wait to go on one. I just think it's a great idea, you know? Rather than waste your money on bars, just get in this and drive around Denver, see the sights, you know, and enjoy yourself like you're in your own living room. It's perfect.
Barbara has suffered from bipolar disorder and sore knees. She says marijuana helps a lot.
Really?
A few more puffs, and it's time to put this joint away.
Oh, there it goes, see? And then you cap it, and that'll put it out.
Look at those responsible marijuana users. They're not even finishing the joint. So they go on here.
And you don't waste any smoke or any tobacco smashing it. Voila!
Why are the tours so popular? Because they get to stop at four dispensaries, they get endless gourmet munchies, and they get a personal cannabis concierge who helps them understand everything they need to know about marijuana.
It's been absolutely amazing.
Now, I think this is another important aspect to just kind of stop down on. This is another thing that can happen when you take something out of the black market. You get people who are experts, who are more than happy to share their expertise for a fee or for free or whatever, and that means people will be more safe. They'll know what they're getting into. They'll know more about the drugs they're using. And again, I support full decriminalization or legalization of all drugs, not just cannabis. For me, cannabis is merely the first step on that road. But it's this kind of info, having somebody who's knowledgeable about a product, you don't get necessarily in the black market. This isn't your typical pusher This is somebody who has information, they're interested in sharing it, and it's an open market, and there's all kinds of information that can be shared here.
But isn't cannabis just a gateway drug to crocodile, Ian?
No, as a matter of fact, it's not a gateway drug to anything. The government's own 1999 study
found... So you're not going to smoke a joint one day and then shoot up like styrofoam and gasoline the next day?
No, and not even in the black market would you necessarily do that. But the only point of that has ever really... The government's own Institute of Medicine study showed in 1999 that the only factor regarding a gateway effect is the fact that it's illegal, in that since marijuana is illegal, it is typically sold alongside of other hard drugs that are being pushed by, you know, whatever drug pusher, in which case, and that's one of the factors that encourages more use of other drugs beyond cannabis. So, no, there is no gateway effect whatsoever.
I'm betting the only thing that actually has a gateway effect would be tobacco.
To the gateway would be to what?
To anything, to any other drug. I feel like almost any other drug, that person's probably smoked first.
Well, is the personality type that would do drugs
really? You never had really
the first drag off of a cigarette I had was last year.
But
what?
Ian,
I was at a rave and I was told that this is so great, and it wasn't anything.
Tastes like
right home about
dirt. You were a DARE kid, though, and then somebody finally convinced you to smoke some marijuana, and then you...
Everybody was a DARE kid.
Well, I
wasn't
a
DARE kid. I thought DARE kids were deep.
Well, what I mean is everybody went through DARE.
Okay, and
school.
I didn't.
Yeah.
Really?
No.
That's interesting.
Yeah, never went.
Maybe they started it, because you're a little older than me, right?
Right, but I also didn't go to public school.
Okay.
I went to elementary school. When did DARE start for you, though? Probably high school.
Fifth grade for me.
Okay.
Yeah. So that was in 1990.
Exactly. Yeah.
I believe the propaganda. What were you going to say about that?
Well, just that you had to be convinced into smoking marijuana. You saw the value of it when you did, and that's what sort of turned you off the DARE program. Whereas somebody smoking cigarettes, I mean, they don't provide an immediate value. You get kind of lightheaded or whatever, there's just no real value to them.
Yeah, well, I like the little lightheaded feeling getting that from tobacco, but I'm told you don't really get that once you get cigarette addicted.
No, not really.
So let's go on here. This is an interview with the entrepreneur, or the ganjapreneur, as they're called, that is doing these cannabis tours with CNN reporter Randy Kay here.
Addison Morse owns this tour company, Colorado Rocky Mountain High, and can barely keep up with the demand, even at about $300 per person. In these parts, people like her are called ganjapreneurs.
How does that label feel?
I think that's a perfect label. This is what Colorado's all about. This is who we are here. You know, we were built on silver, gold, and oil, and now we're built on the green, and it's really good green.
Now at their second stop, a dispensary called Starbuds.
So there's three different ones, and they act the same way.
This tour customer buys some edibles.
I can actually walk out of here without having any problems.
No problem.
Check that out.
This guy loves this, man. He's got this Pink Floyd shirt on, and he's clearly like the same age range as this lady. So again, she's 72. He's probably like 70 or whatever. He's got this leather jacket on, the Pink Floyd shirt, and he's just having a ball. More coming up here in moments. We'll play the remainder of the interview because there's an interesting portion later on when the reporter's kind of wrapping up with Anderson Cooper, and he asks her some pretty tough questions. 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Cannabis tours in Colorado, $300 a pop to go drive around in a limo and smoke some weed. It's Free Talk Live.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
Get unheard of deals on durable, easy-to-install floors at Lumber Liquidators Laminate and Vinyl Plank Flooring Sale. All laminate flooring is 20 to 30% off our incredibly low prices. All vinyl plank is 10% off. Take it from an expert.
Vinyl plank is durable and installs in a snap. Plus, it's extremely water-resistant. So come on in. We'll make sure you get the right floor for you.
Plus, get special financing. Laminate and Vinyl Plank Flooring Sale is going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or the flooring experts at your local store today. Financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payment required.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs knows the importance of proper digestion.
Make sure you take a look at the ultimate enzyme product. They're made with bile salts and fat digestion enzymes and protein digestive enzymes. And not only do the ultimate enzymes give you obvious benefits for digestion, but they can also help keep your blood flowing through your circulatory system. As most of you probably know by now, thick, sludgy, clotting blood is a serious risk factor for heart disease and stroke. Clearly, inappropriate and excessive blood clotting is a major health issue, and thick, sludgy blood is not just about heart health either. Sludgy blood can compromise oxygenation and nutrient delivery to all your cells and tissues and organs, and ultimately lead to almost any health issue you can name.
Concerned about proper digestion and heart health? Order Ultimate Enzymes by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidemen.com. That's brightsidemen.com. Order today.